The 4 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by Connie's Frozen Pizza. Pick up Connie's Frozen Pizza in your local grocer's freezer and turn your place into a pizzeria. Connie's Frozen Pizza, real pizzeria flavor, is in the house.
Live from State Street and the old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Guess what today is?
It's Wilbon Day!
Woo-hoo!
Chicago native Michael Wilbon, host of Pardon the Interruption with Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Wilbon every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, brought to you by Waddle's Guys.
HawkAuto.com, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Subaru, Cadillac, Mazda, and VW, all in one place. HawkAuto.com, where Chicagoland saves big.
Michael, how you feeling today?
I'm good. Good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Excellent.
You know, we had a great conversation today with Liam Hendricks, who told us.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he told us, and I don't know if you've ever talked to him, Michael, but he's one of the more interesting guys around. He's super candid, and he volunteered to us that the beginning of the homestand against Detroit, that they had a leadership meeting in the wake of Johnny Cueto saying that the team needs to be have a little more fire and such. And Tony was critical of Cueto. And I think some of the players were upset that the Tony didn't really back up Cueto. And then since the meeting, they've won five in a row.
Yep. I've watched three of those. I watched all the Astros games. I didn't watch today. What happened today?
They play tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Oh, it is tonight. Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow is the day game.
So, okay, tomorrow's the day game. Okay, so I got a divided, split loyalty tonight because the Sky, of course, we play in a playoff game that I'm going to watch at 7 Central, I guess it is. So I'm definitely going to be into that a little bit more than the White Sox. But you guys know I've only been agitated that we're the people. I mean, this is a team that's loaded. And so even if you're annoyed with them, you should be going to the games. And I got to sit and hear White Sox fans as I'm a Southsider. I got to hear my friends and relatives and some high-profile friends. I got to hear them talk junk about the Cubs and how the Cubs get all the media attention. The Cubs get attention even when they shouldn't. It's like, where are you people? You people run your big, fat mouths about going to the White Sox, and then you don't go. They got a team that's exciting to watch. Yes, they have been underachievers until this last week. But where are the people? I turn on the television. I'm watching the games, and I'm a Cub fan primarily. I don't ever root against the White Sox. I don't ever root against any team from Chicago. But I turn the games on, and I 18,000. You know, I text you guys.
Yeah,
23. Where's the 35,000? What? I mean, I got to hear all these guys I know and am related to running their fat yaps, and apparently most of them don't go to the game.
Is Don a Sox fan?
Most of them need to shut up and go to the game.
Is your brother Don a Sox fan, or is he a Cubs fan?
No, Don's a Cubs fan.
Okay, so which relatives are the ones who?
There's a bunch. I'm not going to name them all. I got way too many relatives. We'd be on this the whole segment. We'd just be naming them. So these are my friends, guys I grew up with. You know, I grew up on the South Side. 70% of those people are probably White Sox fans, and good. I'm not hating on the White Sox. I'm not
just
born that way. I don't care what other people say.
Is it the nature of the beast, so to speak, with regard to baseball? Like, it's hard to. I'm looking at the average attendance right now. At home, they actually they're 18th, so they're below halfway, and they're a team. You're right that a lot was expected of them. They have been a disappointment. They're averaging about 24,500 per game, but there's only a handful of teams these days that are actually putting a ton of butts in seats, aren't there?
Maybe. I mean, then just realize your place. Don't rip the other team in town, because they can fill it up even when they're just moderately decent, and you can't fill it up when you're loaded. Then shut up. support your team and shut up.
Now, there are diehard Sox fans like Carmen DeFalco who, now he hates, he gets, after you alerted me there were only 18,000, I texted him and Jesse and I said, was this really true? Was there only 18,000? Carmen gets very offended, as a lot of Sox fans do, that this has been like a 30-year discussion, that people are still talking about attendance, and they feel like it's an unfair discussion. How do you react to that?
Shut up. Stop being lame. Be accountable. Shut up. At least be accountable. Have the stones to say, yeah, man, I love my team, but we don't support them. That I don't want to hear is not a worthy discussion. That's just lazy. It's intellectually lazy BS. I don't care who's throwing it out there. Okay? It is a worthy discussion. You got a team that's worth supporting. It's worthy of the support. I'm sticking up for the White Sox. I am not sticking up for the fans.
Trying to check. Last year, they were 14th in the league. No, I'm saying. I'm looking. I'm trying to see where they rank. I want to know. Listen, I'm with you.
It's not a big deal to me. It's not a big deal. But when they make a big deal out of that, the Cubs get too much attention.
You
maybe not.
You got to ignore that.
Their fans go to the game.
Hey, Wilbon, let me ask you this, because I've had this discussion too with Jesse. Jesse always says, when I say to him, why don't the Sox as a team act more like a big market team? He brings up the attendance, that a lot of people don't go. They don't draw like a big market team.
Well, but you can't have it both ways.
Well, but my point is, maybe if Jerry would have spent more money on a player than Yasmani Grandal. He's their highest paid player in the history of their
team. I don't care. They're loaded. Sylvie, these are excuses. But I'm not giving anybody excuses about why they don't support the White Sox. I don't want to hear it. It doesn't matter about Jerry spending money. Is this team loaded or not? Are they the best team in their division or not?
People say if he's not going to spend money on the team.
Talented. They're the most talented division in, team in their division by far.
He spent money to put a team out there, Sylvie. There's a team on the South side that's worthy of support. They are now playing like we thought they'd play. They are what we thought they are. We hope. I'm rooting for them. I want them to win. I want them to win the division. I'm not rooting for Cleveland or Minnesota over a Chicago team. Even if I am a Cub fan, I'm rooting for the White Sox. I don't want to hear about a player that's a star. They had the biggest star in town in Frank Thomas for a lot of years. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the excuses.
I just said that. Well, what about the excuse that they hate their manager?
Well, then, you know, you can
I think that. But I think that, guys, I think this the point as I'm going back in time looking at their home attendance. And I think it was the point that Carr made as well. And this is not Cubs related, this is just White Sox related. This is just who they are. Like, they only get 20, if they're fortunate, 25,000 on average to a game.
Yeah,
that's a big game.
This bothers me.
It's
and
nothing
probably,
new.
Look, when I was a kid, and, you know, when you lived on the South Side of Chicago, you didn't go to Cubs games. I didn't. I went to White Sox games. And I got on the train. When I was 10 years old, I was on the L. I was in the, you know, the Dan Ryan was sort of the newly finished when I was 10, 11 years old. And I got my butt on the train to 79th Street and went to 35th and went to White Sox games and used my paper route money to go. All right. So I had some skin in that game. And I don't understand. I don't fully get it. You can make excuses, which is what they're doing. Oh, we don't want to talk about this. Too bad. We're talking. I'm talking about it. What, you think I'm going to brush me off the plate? No. So this is a team. I'm watching a team from 800 miles away.
I just think, Mike, it has been a team that has been lightly supported based on attendance figures.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, if you go back in time and you look at this is not a new phenomenon. This is who the fan base is.
It's not a new phenomenon. But let me ask you this. So what was if you guys got the average attendance, what was it like in 91, 92, 93 when they were arguably the best team in baseball?
All I can go back is to 2001. That's as far as
okay. All right. No problem. I mean, I mean, don't, I don't want to hear Jerry didn't put a product out there. That's garbage.
Well, wait a minute.
Jerry, put a product out there more often, as often as the Cubs did.
Jerry hired his 78-year-old friend. Jerry didn't sign Bryce Harper. That. Jerry didn't sign Manny Machado. Jerry wasn't in the Juan Soto stakes. I mean,
I'm sorry. How many people were?
Well, I mean, the Padres are not a big market
team. The Dodgers, they're always
the Padres are a big market team. The Padres are Southern California. Don't give me not big market. That is very big market.
They lost their football team, Michael. I mean, how many sport town is that now? One sport town?
Yes.
Yeah.
Baseball. That's a small market team.
And they own it.
They're like the 27th largest
television
market.
And they got a rich owner. Who doesn't mind going? I'm not getting on him because he didn't go after Bryce Harper. The team that let Bryce Harper go won a World Series after his ass was out of town. So I don't want to hear that.
All right, I got
you. Don't
some
have
figures.
To have a star. This is not the NBA. You need a team, not a star. You don't have to sell a star. You got to put a team on the field. The White Sox have a team, a loaded team, which by the way has won these five straight games and is a game out of first place in the division. And what is it, a game and a half or a half game in the wild card? Without arguably their two most important, not just two best, but their two most important lineup, everyday lineup players. So they're worth seeing.
They had 5,000 walk-up, I think, yesterday, which is a pretty big number for them.
Yeah, okay, maybe they'll build on that today.
Even when they were underachieving, I found them fascinating because they were underachieving. Look, if people want to criticize the selection of Tony La Russa, that's fair game. That's fair game. But it's not a reason to not go to the ballpark. Don't give me that.
The Sox in 91 when they had that really good young team with Blackjack McDowell, Frank Thomas, yeah. Robin Ventura, Wilson Alvarez, Alex Fernandez. Yeah. 36,000 they averaged that year, and drew $3 million.
But can I interject this? The average attendance at Major League Baseball ballparks, was it better higher back then than it is now? Like, I just feel like we live in an era now, first of all, where the kids aren't as interested in baseball as they were back in 1991.
Yeah, Tommy, that's a good point.
I mean, like, I would bet you that average attendance is significantly higher
down?
Back in the day than it is now.
I don't know. That's a great question to research. But that team was extremely charismatic. My God. Was Maglio Ordóñez on that team, too? That team had, like, that was a team, wow. And the ballpark was new. It was bigger, actually, then.
Yes.
And less attractive. And by the way, whatever name, Comiskey Park 2, that's a great ballpark to go to.
They have made it a great place. It is.
It is. It's a great ballpark. I texted, so one of my friends, one of my dear friends, Philip Anderson, who I grew up with, you know, in West Chatham, and he did the best Harry Carey. His Harry Carey imitation, when we were kids, which means Harry was the White Sox, not the Cubs, it was so good that to this day, we're all 60-year-old men, we call him Harry. No one calls him by his name. My son, Matthew, says, Dad, why do you call that guy Harry if his name is Phil? I'm like, because he's after Harry Carey. That's why. You won't ever understand it.
You call Harry. Hello again, everybody.
Harry. We do, Harry, because Phil, I texted Phil last night, and I said, I love this. Your team is finally playing to the level of its talent, and this is exciting, and there's plenty of time left for them to win the division and really get on some kind of roll and see if they can be healthy and playing well going into the postseason. That would be exciting. He's a loyalist. I mean, he doesn't live in Chicago anymore, but he's a loyalist. He's a loyal White Sox guy and is that thick and thin. And so I'm just saying to the ones I know like that, my friends and relatives, you better be going your butt to the park. You better be going to the ballpark.
Also, you delivered the message, and this was noteworthy as well. The first text message of the 18,000 people was sent at 1:23 a.m. Is that too late for a text message?
To you two? No.
Yeah, no. Mike, I don't have a problem with it. You can send it whenever you want. I can't guarantee I'm going to respond at 1:30 in the morning.
No, I didn't expect. You know what I did? I had to watch that game after I got in. So I was I traveling? I don't know what happened. But I got in really late. I sat down, watched the comeback, you know, because they were down, what, 2-0 in that game, I guess? They were down 2 runs in that game.
Yeah.
Down 2 runs
yes,
last night.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. And so I watched it late, so I just knee-jerk texted you guys because I was just finding out the result.
Where were you? Were you in D.C.? Were you in D.C. sending it to us at 2 in the morning?
Maybe I was in Arizona. No. I was in D.C. I just got back. No, I was in Arizona. My bad. I was in Arizona. So you got to give me a 2-hour break on that.
Okay. All right.
What's the latest you've ever sent a text?
Oh, God. NBA coaches?
Yeah.
NBA coaches don't sleep. And so very, very, very late. And coaches in general, college coaches, and particularly my friends of many decades, they will, if they can text me at 2:30 in the morning saying, I can't believe, you know, we didn't play better defense than that. We stink, whatever. Great win we had tonight. Did you watch? If they can text me at 2:30 in the morning, I can text at 2:30 in the morning.
Listen, I welcome a 1:30 text in the morning from you about attendance. Because usually when my phone would buzz in years gone by, it means I got to go pick up one of my kids who have done something wrong at that time. So you keep sending me 1:30 texts about attendance at ballparks,
well,
and I'm fine.
I don't want it to be about attendance. I want it to be about, look, this summer, it ain't going to be about the Cubs, even though, by the way, the Cubs hold on in the ninth today in Washington.
Yes.
Okay.
Waddle's he's poo-pooing me that I like the way they've played the last month.
Sylvie, I'm about to credit you now, because in your text back to me, you said, are you going to the 1 o'clock game tomorrow? And we thought about it. Matthew, as a matter of fact, Matthew was watching the White Sox with me, and he said, Dad, how did we miss the whole Cubs series? I'm like, well, we were in Arizona for 2 days of it, but we should have gone, and we didn't. We had other stuff going on. We didn't go to the Cubs. But they are playing better. I like some of what they're doing. And I like the fact that, you know, they beat the Nationals here in Washington. I should have gone. But look, my attention is locked in with the White Sox and the Sky right now. I mean, those are two teams that are worthy of Chicago's attention. I don't know what the Bears are going to be.
I was just going to say, what about preseason Bears football?
Yeah, what about that field?
I'm going to watch it tomorrow night. I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Because I'll watch the one game. No, because I watched the first guy. I watched Kansas City. So I'll watch it. But I'm not as interested in the Bears tomorrow as I am the Sky tonight. There's zero chance of that. Now, you can get guys on to say the popular things, so they'll feel all testosterone-filled, and, you know, they can do that if they want. But I care that the Sky is defending a championship, and I hope and there's nothing that should get true Chicago people up, like playing a New York team in anything. We should want to beat a New York team in anything, and that includes the Liberty.
I agree, yeah.
And then by the way, what's more plush, the fairways of Augusta or Soldier Field in August?
You know, let me ask you something. Why do you think the new ballpark would be any better?
Because there won't be an Elton John concert, and if it is, it's going to be on field turf.
According to you two,
it'll be on field turf.
All the great entertainment acts are going to want to go out to Arlington Heights.
Yeah,
including the Super Bowl.
So let me ask you this: would you move out of your house because the carpet was a little warm?
Oh hell yes! Absolutely. If you were paying me, I had a movie crew come by one of my houses one time and said, "Hey, is there any chance we can rent your house for an extended period of time? We want to set up shop. We're producing a movie out here." I said, "For how long?" They said, "For a month." I go, "Let me ask my wife." I would have done it. She's like, "Absolutely not. No one's coming into our house." I said, "For the right price, you can have it."
Thank God there's somebody that's got sanity in the Waddle household, and I know the person who has sanity in the Sylvie household as well. So you don't move out of a park because the turf is bad. You get better turf.
Wait a minute. I move out of my house if I don't have a roof on the house, if it's too small, if it's too hard to get to, if there are not enough bathrooms, and the carpet sucks.
Yes, there you go. You just lost on the house analogy.
If it's easier to get to Arlington Heights, then you got a bigger problem anyway. Location, 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 and you ain't got it if it's easier to get to Arlington.
If I had access to that ESPN helicopter like you, I'd go wherever I want.
Helicopter? Let me try again. The last Bears game I went to, which was the Ravens game that Lamar Jackson did not play in November, probably the 20th or 21st. Here's what I did to that game.
We got beat in that game, too.
Which led to a surgery on my left foot.
See?
I was stupid enough to walk.
See?
It's a jinx. Soldier Field's a jinx.
I toughed it out.
Well, I get it, but like maybe the surgery doesn't happen if you don't have to take that extended walk to your place and you could have just gotten into a car.
See?
It was a mile. I was stupid. I didn't have my orthotics in.
You know
what? Here's
what
I didn't
do. In Arlington Heights, they give you free orthotics when you walk in the door.
Here's the deal. I didn't sell my place because the carpet got a little worn in the family room.
Good. You don't need the money.
All
maybe
right.
We
Carmen's going to be upset. Did you? I want to say. Did you indirectly call Carmen lazy? And what was the other?
I'm calling anybody who tells me that attendance ain't a discussion. That's
lame
intellectually lazy. Don't bring that to me. Don't bring that to me. Sorry. But I don't care who it is.
I know
Carmen is a knowledgeable, thoroughly knowledgeable and all in. A historic White Sox fan. And by the way, he's got some company, okay? There's a former president of the United States who people can say his name, drop it if they want, who I am friends with and, you guys know, see socially from time to time. And if he was trying this, I would say that about him. There's a championship NBA coach, Glenn Rivers, White Sox fan. If he started that, I would say the same thing. I don't want to hear that from any of them.
By the way, Carmen, my White Sox friends. Not only did Carmen go to the game last night, he took his son and his son's two friends, and one of his friends puked the entire game, and Carmen stayed. So that's a dedicated Sox fan.
I said committed.
That's true.
Carmen, nobody's going to question Carmen's commitment to the White Sox. I'm questioning why he doesn't have more than 17,999 people with him in the stadium.
He better stay out of our business. He better stay out of White Sox business.
Oh, it's Kenny Williams coming at you on line one.
Yeah. Wait. Speaking of friends, Kenny Williams. I mean, Kenny, listen. If I rank people committed to the White Sox, even above president number 44, it's going to be Kenny Williams, who wears a ring that he helped earn. By the way, when you get on Jerry Reinsdorf, you're kind of getting on Kenny Williams. And Kenny Williams had big-time ball players on those teams that won in 2005.
Mike, the first 23,000 people that come into the building tonight get a chance to look at Kenny's ring. So that's an opportunity.
Will they have 23,000?
As long as they have a guy to help Tony La Russa manage the team, they're all right.
Man, so you guys are all in on the down on Tony thing, right?
It hasn't been. There have been some bad moments this year. They really
okay, but let me ask you this. They now look. They got to be all in with Tony. You can't make a change.
You can't make a change in the middle of August.
You can't do anything but ride with Tony and hope that it turns out okay at this point.
No, yeah, there's no chance there. Yeah, I think all along, even when they were more frustrating than they have been recently because they've been on a win streak, there was no... Listen, that's the owner's relationship with the existing manager, and nobody's getting in between those two.
All right, Michael, thank you.
Go White Sox.
Yes, go White Sox. Go Sky.
In reverse order, go Sky. Go Sky, go White Sox. Can't wait till I'm in front of the TV all night. I may text you guys really
please
late.
Do. Yes,
wait,
yes.
You and annoy
2:30. Send me a 2:30 text.
Sounds good.
See you, Michael.
Good.
Thanks, Mike.
There you go.
All right.
Michael Wilbon. I warned everyone. I said he was all lathered up and he was ready to go. He gave us the warning. If you want to react to what Wilbon had to say, be our guest. 312-332-3776. You can listen and watch us on Twitch today and every day. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. It's all brought to you by your Chicagoland Midas franchisees. And then we have Liam Hendricks. What did he disclose today about a closed-door meeting that not all the White Sox had, just some? You'll hear from him coming up next.
Happy hump day. Hey, it's Randy Merkin. FanDuel Fan Fest, the ultimate sports and music experience, is coming to Chicago. Don't miss your chance to see live performances by Wiz Khalifa and Alesso. Plus, hang out with your local sports heroes like Brian Urlacher, Devin Hester, and Charles Pina-Tillman, and so much more. FanDuel FanFest has something for everyone. Spend the day playing games and winning exclusive prizes, or grab a bite to eat from over a dozen delicious food trucks. You can even just place bets and chill at the FanDuel Sports Bar and Lounge. It all goes down Saturday, September 10th at Guaranteed Rate Field. Tickets are on sale now. For more info, including how you can attend for free, visit FanDuel.com/FanFest. Must be 21 plus in present Illinois. Free ticket offer for new users only. And must place first $25 plus real money wager. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/FanFest. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Yeah, I've gotten balls, but I've never... That sounds bad. Either way, I can't win because Miller's going to bring it back even if I don't finish that.
Yes, even if you had finished that statement, but you just had a pregnant pause, you were still going to get it.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I showed a great deal of restraint not opening the Michael Wilbon segment with that soundbite.
You've been waiting. Oh, I know Wilbon's got a lot of people in Twitch and Lather on
I said to you at the break, listen, of all of the things that kind of...
Carmen's going to have a field day with this tomorrow, too.
If you've got a list of White Sox gripes, the fans have got to be at the bottom of your list.
Oh, and my only question was, I wasn't trying to poke Carmen. I wasn't trying to poke the bear. I was simply surprised by the first days of 10. I said, ooh, only 18. That surprised me. I wasn't expecting that. I don't make any sort of, like, I don't think it speaks poorly of the fans. It's been debated for a long time. It was just sort of a moment.
Listen, I don't think that they've ever led the league consistently in attendance, have they? So it's not part of, like, the makeup of who they are. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're middle of the pack consistently, right? As a fan base, in terms of attendance, middle of the pack, you know, 14 through 20.
That might even be generous.
Somewhere between 14 and 20, depending on how well the teams play. I'm sure there are some people that are still frustrated by where they are, despite the fact that they've won five in a row. Like, they expected more from this team.
We've documented all the stuff about the manager.
Yeah.
Five guys at one time were told not to run hard. You know, the fan base is frustrated by a lot of stuff. I'm not defending them either. I'm just, I do believe that the history, I think 97, a lot of stuff started to change with the white flag trade. They had the World Series that in 05 and 06, crowds went back up again. But then, you know, you go to one playoff between, you know, after 05, you go to 08, and then your next playoff is until 20. And so you don't get that sustained ticket base. Yeah. And then you've not spent a ton of money on this team. I mean, like, they're eighth, whatever they are, but they're not. Their highest paid player was Yasmani Grandal.
They had a pretty strong run of attendance from, like you said, Silly, from 05
06,
to around even 08. If you give them, like, they averaged over 30,000 per game through 2008. After that, it's been dropping precipitously.
Right.
Now, you know,
I would think also, Jeff, that that's a product of baseball in general. Now, it may be more of a problem for the White Sox, but I would bet you,
I was looking at that. Major League Baseball attendance peaked in 2007 when they drew 79 million people. That averaged 32,000, just over 32,000 across all of baseball per game. That was in 2007.
Recent years, you've got to make sure that look, the pandemic caused a huge... prior to the pandemic.
2019, the last year prior to the pandemic, attendance had fallen to an average of 28,203 per game.
From where?
From 32,696.
All right, so that's
dropped
down
about 4,000 or 5,000 people per game.
Think about that. That's, 15%? Isn't that about 15%?
I always thought the pandemic would revitalize some people to wanting to go back. I saw the highlights last night. I think it was the anniversary of the four straight home runs by the White Sox in 2020. I don't know if you saw them play that highlight without any fans in the stands.
No, I didn't.
That gives me anxiety. When I see highlights of the 2020 season with no fans in the stands, thinking about where we were at that point,
yeah.
where we were all hanging out in our houses and no one was going anywhere. No one was going to games. You couldn't go to restaurants, all that stuff. That gives me anxiety.
You want some anxiety? Go home and watch 13 Lives tonight.
I know,
2 hours and 25 minutes of it. What a movie.
Yeah.
What a movie. What a story.
A lot of our listeners told us to watch that.
2 hours and 25 minutes of anxiety.
All true, right?
All it's true. The story is unbelievable. You got to watch.
Okay.
One more thing, Sylvie. You said you were expecting a bit of a bounce back. Right now, in 2022, they're averaging, Major League Baseball is averaging 26,616 per game. So they have not bounced back, even with the return.
I always thought that being away from live sports wanted more, it would revitalize wanting to go back to games. But I guess not. Here's Liam Hendricks from earlier today. You can get the entire interview on our podcast. It's on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get the Waddle and Sylvie podcast. Liam Hendricks told us, and then after he was on with us, became a big story at Guaranteed Right Field, where then he met the media. But he talked about this leadership meeting in the wake of the Johnny Cueto comments. Waddle starts this off.
Liam, how impactful was what Johnny Cueto had to say a couple of nights ago about the fire that he thought was necessary? Because it certainly seems like the last couple of nights that fire has existed.
Without a doubt, I think that's those rumblings throughout the clubhouse. I think Johnny said it perfectly. But we had a leadership meeting, I think the next day or the day after, and it was one of those ones that has coincided with the current streak that we're on right now. And it's we kind of, not necessarily aired grievances, but we just, the players had said what I think, like there was probably eight or 10 guys in there, just had a meeting, and it was like, okay, what do we need to work on? And we settled a couple of things, and it wasn't anything drastic. It wasn't anything like world shattering or anything like that. It was the group of us needed to make sure, it was like, look, we need to remain in the positive. We can't sit out there with the negatives of like, oh, well, that guy's not going to do it, so I have to kind of deal. It's like, okay, I'm going to go do it. If I don't, I have 100% faith in that guy behind me that he's going to pick me up and get it done. And that's the thing we had last year. That's the thing I think you're seeing this year. We're bringing guys into situations where they're just succeeding, where it's almost the expectation of like, hey, you're going to go to that there, you're going to do this, and then we're going to win this game.
Liam, what is the difference between a team meeting and a leadership meeting?
Team meeting involves the entire team. Leadership tends to be just the veteran guys who theoretically looked up to by some of the younger guys, and it was that kind of role of like the guys who have been around a lot. You need to lead by example. You need to do the right thing so that everyone follows in that example, and that was mainly what it was about. But it was a very cool, like, I didn't get it out of hand by any means or anything like that. It was actually the first time I got to see the second half of the gym, which is interesting because there's a bunch of weights over there. But it was a really good and productive meeting. I think everyone had left that being like, okay, now look, this is what we need to do, and it's been able to show on the field with the leadership that these guys have.
Is that a players only thing, or does someone in management or the manager say, hey guys, I think it's a good time to meet?
No, this is a Tony Run thing. He was the only coach in there. It was just Tony and a few of the players, and it was something that signaled that, like, look, this is our crunch time. This is what we need to do, and what do you guys think we need to do? What is, and it's a collective input of knowing that this is what we think we need to handle, and let's make sure that everyone is on board with doing the same thing rather than everyone pulling in different directions.
Really good stuff from Liam Hendricks, as he's one of the most interesting guys in Chicago sports.
Let's keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Hey, don't stop now, boys.
I know. The 5-7 at home against the Astros. He talked about the importance of beating the Astros and how it does seem bigger to them. So he's really, really candid. Check out the entire interview on the ESPN Chicago app. Gino in Schaumburg, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Gino?
Hey, what's going on, Waddle and Sylvie? How you guys doing?
Everything's good.
Gino.
Hey, so I was listening to you guys and Michael weighing in, and big fan of PTI. I've been listening to you guys, you know, since I was a wee lad in my dad's truck. Here's the thing with us Sox fans. It's been a long, long time since we've had something to cheer about. You know, it's been a while, and we've been waiting a good long time to cheer for this team. This team's been hurt. This team's been battered. You go to Wrigley Field, it's magical. Oh, we just won a championship. You go to the Sox Stadium, I went on a Monday. There was hardly any of us there. I've gone to a couple games this year. I watch it on my TV. I watch every single game. And, you know, we're cheering. It's the race for the playoffs. We got a couple games left. We got the Diamondbacks coming into town. We got to win. Today's the time to win. We just beat Houston. You know, the door's wide open. Why people aren't showing up? You know, it's not that we don't want to go. Jerry didn't put a team out there that we could watch. Jerry didn't put a team out there. We went through the Bagwells, the Valentine, the Ordonez, Konerko, you know. We went through the best of the best and the worst of the worst. We had Frank the Tank, and now we're sitting here with a good group of guys. It was a magical season last year, and now it's winning time. We're going to cap it off with the Diamondbacks coming into town. If we can't beat some of these teams that are subpar and get into the playoffs and make a push, well, baseball's magical in Chicago. I've been watching since I was a kid.
But you won't go, Gino. You're saying you won't go. Because
oh, I'm on a bus. It's my well, shout out to my mother. It's her birthday, guys. I'm on
happy
a bus
birthday, Mom.
Heading into town. And thank you. Her name's Pamela. I'm on a bus headed into town to see her. And let me tell you something. I'll take two trains, two flights, seven automobiles to get there to go see my Sox tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
Okay. There you go.
You know, everybody needs to go because it's winning time. And if we don't go and we don't show up, it's going to be rough because guess what? They feed off our energy. It's a good ball club. We've been hurt most of the year. It's winning time.
Yep,
I'm telling
okay.
you, we put the pedal to the metal. We get in the playoffs, the big dance. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I like that, Gino.
Happy birthday to your mom as well, Gino.
Gino has declared it's winning time.
It's winning time.
Mo in Frankfurt, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mo?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Everything's good.
Get your notes, Mo. Awesome, What's on your notepad right now?
Oh, see, no. Listen, so I got scolded by Black and Abdullah yesterday because I gave you guys show notes. And in my defense, their show gets interrupted all the time by the White Sox. So for me, I say, hey, man, the show notes need to go on.
Yes.
And so
they
I
must
put them
live.
On you guys.
They might look, they must live and they must live somewhere. And they only sometimes have a half hour. So show notes, maybe a Waddle and Sylvie thing.
That's fine. We can handle
it. No. Don't. Now I'm going to really get it from
They're giving us the stink eye right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. No. They got the ESPN app. You guys let them off the cage? Come on.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
We're not in
don't,
charge of
Don't
them.
Take it there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Wilbon thing, that's why I'm actually calling in. I actually do agree with Wilbon about how he hates the Sox fans, but he loves the Sox. Now, I don't think he hates me because I've been to 10 games already. I take my kids, take my wife. We always go. You know, but when I agree when the Sox are bad, people don't show up. But this year, the rest of the season, maybe they should be good. And maybe we should show up some more. And like Dominic in last night's show with Black and Abdullah, shout out to them, ESPN 1000,
shout
baby.
Out. Shout out to
Dominic
you.
Dominic says, slash the tickets. And I tell him, what do you mean slash the tickets? Oh, they should make the tickets cheaper. I'm like, are you serious? And I tweeted this out. I don't know if you saw it. I got four tickets, $15 each, in like row, section 151, row 6. Come on. It's not
like Mondays. Mondays are incredible. Whatever the deal they run in on Monday, then like these weeknight games, they do give you lots of cuts. I agree with you, Mo.
Thanks, Mo. But keep going to the games.
I'm for cheaper everything, though. I mean, if they want to cut prices on everything, I'm good with that.
Yeah, maybe give you some half price hot dogs.
As long as you don't puke it up. Like the puked up hot dog we talked about earlier.
Yeah, it's not a good visual. You want to throw up some beer.
That's like the
maybe
worst thing to puke. Isn't that the worst?
Yeah, when you see chunks of hot dogs. Yeah, chunks of hot dog in the aisle. Ooh. It smells.
I think when Black and Abdallah are preempted for White Sox baseball, Mo should do his show notes at 7:30 during the second inning. Like Lennon DJ could come, you know, bring him in.
I like that. Yes. Now let's go to Mo in Frankfurt. I'm sure you'll hear from him in Black and Abdallah. The boys are going to crosstalk with us. No, we're not. He's not going to get a no runway for Mo now. Mo's been banned.
Call back, Mo.
312-332-3776. Black and Abdallah will take your calls, and we will crosstalk with them next. the 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by the Sanctuary Golf Course, home of the $39 Wednesday special that includes golf and a cart. For tee times, go to golfsanctuary.com.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Every game that I go to, I pick out a kid beforehand.
There's creepy Tyler.
Kids just trying to do a solid for a young kid trying to find a foul ball.
I made a kid's summer, and this is what I get.
Yeah, like, my God, he got two standing ovations. Caught the foul ball, then handed it to a kid.
That's such a clean edit, too.
Yes, that's good.
That's perfect.
Did you have the clean one for Sylvie as well?
Yeah, I've gotten balls, but I've never... That sounds bad.
Every game that I go to, I pick out a kid beforehand.
I've never caught a foul ball. Where's my foul ball, Tyler? Yeah,
never caught a foul ball.
We obviously never scoped you out.
Fit your standards.
You didn't get scouted out.
I don't
Sorry.
Fit your standards. Come on, man.
You want to clarify to the people just tuning in?
No, just let it go.
No, Tyler gets to the ballpark early. He's like, scouts. Hey.
That's what he's doing.
Today could be your lucky day.
Oh, stop it.
Just horrible. A lot of horrible.
A whole new meaning for the scout seats out there.
Oh, my goodness. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
I want to go home right now. I do.
We're about to. By the way,
for good?
Waddle
for
good? Was pretending he was punching Abdallah, and he was doing the thing that when you're a kid, and you could see it on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. It's brought to you by your Chicagoland Midas franchisees. It's when you pretend you're punching someone and then you make the sound effect by hitting your chest.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're connecting with the punch. We haven't done that since like fourth grade.
I did it last Wednesday.
Sounded like something.
Do it once a week.
Yeah, it did. What did it sound like?
It sounded like something.
It sounded like Tyler. What?
Try it again. Do it again.
Yeah. I've gotten balls, but I've never. It sounds bad.
You got to go fast.
There you go. Wait a second. You see how much faster I can go.
You're not doing them both at the same time.
Yes.
You're going to be sore over there
you,
now.
You have to cue that up for tomorrow.
You're going to be sore.
I mean, just that alone.
All right.
Yes. My goodness. What's up, boys?
Woo! What's going on?
I'm exhausted now.
How about all of us gave what? Chris gave him four innings. I gave him one game.
Boom.
You gave him two games?
Yeah, we were holding for two.
Yeah.
Can Kopech continue?
He pitched really well on Friday night.
Yeah, he pitched great.
Absolutely, he can. And last night was awesome. I was listening. Once again, Cub fans being upset about the way Guaranteed Rate looks with the fans. You Cub fans just need to let go. We're enjoying the team. Sylvie, you and Wilbon. You and Wilbon just obsessed with how many people are in the ballpark.
I was asking a question.
It was an enjoyable game last night.
Did you see Wrigley yesterday? It was empty.
I know.
It's true.
It was there in Washington.
Empty.
Yeah. Lady Gaga, did you see, set a record, 45,000 for a concert?
She was in my living room.
Yeah, she was in my
It was
my
so loud.
Porch.
Was
like,
it? He lives a mile
away. I could hear it.
Hear it with the door shut. I opened my porch door. It's like I let her in. It was so loud. And I'm not complaining.
The
I'm not being like,
concerts are
no,
so loud.
No, I liked it. Because of the songs I knew, I was like, hey, I like this song. And I opened the door. Let's do it. I was like, yeah,
she's
I don't
great.
Know this one.
She's fantastic.
Did Carmen text you? Did he hear Wilbon?
Driving to a Wheeling for
did
his
he, what, did he hear the fact that Wilbon called him and others lame and lazy?
Yeah, yes.
Carmen was there. He's not one of the lazy.
Sending off puke.
Right. Lame and lazy.
Yeah.
It's
I pointed that
junk.
Out to
He
to
made
Wilbon.
A kid stay after he threw up. If I took kids in, you're like, nah, that's it.
You would have made the kid take an Uber home.
Yeah, we're out.
Carmen put him in a car and just rolled down the window.
I'm strapping you to the roof because you're not puking in my car.
What is it about kids going to ball games and throwing up?
Again, I
They're
think
excited.
So. Yeah, and then you overload your body.
I don't recall puking from that. A lot of booze related.
My
for
younger
me,
one's a puker. Braxy's a puker. He will eat too much. He won't be sick.
Is he a puppy?
And the next thing you know, he will like totally throw up.
There's some spittle on the floor.
And then he's a new kid again.
Does he poop on the carpet too?
No, he does not poop on the carpet. Well, how dare you, my 6-year-old, pooping
on
the carpet?
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, these kids.
You said he's a puker.
These kids. It's like a dog. Yeah. When I potty train my kid, I'm going to teach her to go outside like the dog.
Man, throwing up is such an awful experience.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
But he's like one of these good ones again. Like,
pukes and rallies.
3 weeks ago, I took him out for dinner.
Tyler, you don't have to label the Tyler Scout seats. I don't think that's something we need forever.
Do you label it?
I'm watching Miller label it on the system now. Yeah. It's going to be there forever. Poor Tyler.
So Every game that I go to, I pick out a kid beforehand.
And, like, I hate puking. I do everything in my power to not puke. I had a Seinfeld-like streak going until Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I ate those food.
You missed a great dinner, too.
I know.
Yeah, you did.
You were at the bad dinner.
Yeah.
You weren't at the good dinner.
I was in my room for the good dinner, throwing up everything.
You know, the last time I puked was my own Super Bowl party. Passed out, totally dressed with boots on and a jacket. Woke up at 2:30 in the morning, got up, and went straight to the bathroom and threw up. And when I came back to bed, I did not take my boots off and didn't take the jacket off. I went right back to bed.
Did you sleep the rest of the night, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I don't know if it was sleep. I was passed out.
Yeah.
Abdallah, I'm with you. Like, there are a lot of people, when they get the room spins, they can't handle it and they force themselves to puke.
Can't do it.
I try to make myself pass out with the room spins to not throw up.
Before
I want to get over this. I want to get over this. Mm-hmm. Come on, fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm in that boat. I try my hardest not to throw up.
1 foot on the floor.
But then you start to breathe a little heavier, and then you start to get your mouth gets a little wet, and you start like swallowing your saliva, and then you're like, next thing you know, you're like, oh no, this isn't gonna end well, and then
or you wake up at like 4 a.m. and you're like, thank goodness I didn't puke.
But then you look over on the floor and there's a giant pile of vomit.
I've never thrown up and not remembered that I threw up somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
In your sleep?
Of course.
That's dangerous.
I wasn't sleeping when I puked. I woke up. I just didn't remember it. Listen, I mean, like, I saw some good moments. I'm just saying. I mean,
you saw some good moments.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't get cheated back in college.
Oh, this was in college.
Oh, this wasn't Wednesday of last week.
I was never a puker in college. Like, I could just drink, no problem.
Well,
like,
I would puke, but it didn't bother me. Yeah. I made myself puke most of the time.
When we lived together, neither of us were pukers, but we had a friend who puked everywhere.
Yeah,
in our apartment.
Did Ray puke? No, Ray didn't. It was Connor.
Cleaning up somebody else's puke
is just like double.
I puked once when we lived together. It was after JD's bachelor party. I puked.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was mini burgers again. Those damn mini burgers got me.
You have a weak stomach.
That was alcohol, though. That was not. Yeah. That was the mini burgers.
Mini burgers.
That was alcohol
flavored.
Yeah.
Mini burgers.
All right, boys. Thank you to Liam Hendricks, who was outstanding. You got to check it out today on the ESPN Chicago app. Dan Durkin, who's going to join us weekly, and Michael Wilbon. Thank you to Tyler Aki.
Tyler, you going to the game tonight?
Doing some scouting.
No scouting tonight.
All right, and thank you to Jeff Meller, as always. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday night.